This EPN podcast is brought to you by Shopify.com, where e-commerce is made easy. Shopify is the most elegant, customizable, and affordable hosted e-commerce platform available. To get your first 60 days free, use coupon code EPN at Shopify.com.
Hi, this is Jessica Eves Matthews, America's advocate for women in business. And you're listening to my podcast, Foundations for Business Brilliance. Thanks so much for tuning in to the ePodcast Network. You know, it is an incredible time to launch a business. With the power of technology and the internet, mompreneurs, solopreneurs, and entrepreneurs have the potential to live the life they dream of and build the kind of wealth that will sustain them and their families really for the rest of their lives. And I believe so strongly that every person has unique and powerful talents and gifts, and I know that each of you can use those very passions and talents to achieve wealth, independence, and liberation from all that is holding you back. I am a seasoned business lawyer and business advocate, and I've spent my entire career helping entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, and small business people launch and run their own businesses. I know the path that will lead to business success and brilliance, and it's as hard and as simple as looking inside yourself, embracing who you are, and then having the courage to take your unique path to business brilliance. You know, what I love about my people to help them find a clear and very practical path to launch and build a business, create wealth, and get their life and their joy back. My Business Brilliance products and programs were created to help you discover your gifts and passions and help you launch and create a solid foundation for your business, to grow that business to heights that you might not have ever dared to dream about. And my programs are going to give you step-by-step guidance on how to get from today to the life that you long for. Together, we'll work on everything from finding your true gift, conceiving of your business idea, to creating a solid business foundation. And that's critical. And let me add that you can find more information about my programs at www.jessicaevesmatthews.com. And that's Matthews with one T. I am so incredibly excited to be able to share with you the roadmap for launching a solid foundation for your business through this podcast on EPN. That foundation will support your business and then your ideal life. It will renew your energy, your enthusiasm, and it will ultimately result in independence and success for years to come. So if that sounds good to you, then let's get started. Hi, it's Jessica Eves Matthews. Welcome to my podcast, and thank you for listening to the Entrepreneurial Podcast Network. Today, I want to talk about legal issues that might actually be lurking around your logo without you even knowing it. And this came up through an experience that I just had, and I thought it was really instructive for all of us on how to protect ourselves when we are having logos or other graphics designed for our business. So here's what happened to me. I have a relatively new company that I am in sort of the planning and development stages with, and I had a logo designed for this company back in March of this year. And absolutely loved the logo, and part of it involved an original graphic of a horse, a horse's head specifically, because it's a horse-related business. And I was thrilled with the design. And I had specifically said when I hired my logo designer that that it must be an original work of art. It could not be clip art, and you know, could not be derivative or derived from somebody else's work. So that was a condition of the job. And I was very, very happy with the final result, and had not launched the company. I was already using the logo on one of my Facebook pages, and I was on my personal page on Facebook the other day, and an ad came up on the right-hand side of the page, a Facebook ad, for a horse-related company with the exact same horse graphic. Well, you can imagine I was stunned and quite upset. So I went to that company's website and did a little research and ultimately sent an email to the owner of the company asking her to give me some information about how she'd come about obtaining that graphic. I was, by the way, very respectful and cordial. I did not come out with all guns blazing because I didn't know the scenario and I needed to do some fact gathering first. And she wrote back to me and explained that she had had that logo and that horse graphic in particular designed in 2007. And she actually had all of the email exchanges between her and the designer, and that it had been a very collaborative process down to the last pixel. And she had been using that logo on her website since 2008. And I know that because I used waybackmachine.com, if you're not familiar with that program, to look up an older version of her website to see how long she'd been using the logo. And yes, indeed, she'd been using it since 2008. So clearly, my web designer stole that image and passed it off as his own, which is incredible to me. But it happens. It just goes to show you it happens. I mean, I'm a lawyer, and you think that people might be smarter than to pull that kind of thing with me, but it happens all the time, and I'm sure it happens more often than we're aware of. So this is my tip for you for the day. Whenever you hire somebody to create a graphic design for you of some kind, an illustration, a logo, an image, maybe a banner artwork, something that's going to be distinctive for your business, make sure that, first of all, you have a contract with that designer always. And second of all, make sure that you have in that agreement a provision that specifically says that the work must be an original work of art and that it cannot be clip art and it cannot be derivative of somebody else's work. And if you have that in there, it's going to help you go a long way to protecting your business, because I was able to go back to this designer and demand my money back, and I got it back. If that had not been in our agreement, it might have been a bigger fight. So that's your tip for the day. I hope that's helpful, and I will see you next time on EPN. Here's to your brilliance.
This is Mitch Joel of Twist Image and author of 6 Pixels of Separation. Join me weekly for the 6 Pixels of Separation podcast right here on EPN.
In my opinion and my experience, a brand is much more than that, and something much deeper. And it's what's at the core of any business. And essentially, when you first decide that you're going to go into business, whether it's retail, whether it's B2B, whether it's anything, you have an idea, you have a concept. And the very idea of your business and its initial kind of genesis is usually what fuels the brand. That's really the DNA of the brand. And that has to do with what type of business you want to have, what's going to separate it from the rest, and what's going to make it valuable to customers or clients. And so you have that value, that importance is one element of it. The other one is the purpose, which actually might be the most important of the three. And the third one is the difference, the differentiation. What makes your business not only valuable and important, but what also makes it completely different and unique from your quote-unquote competition?
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.